Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Todd Pegis of football here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Vinny's out at one winning drive with the Ravens. We'll talk to him. Bottom of the hour out there at OTA. John Harbaugh gave you 4 of them this week, everybody. 2 mandatory mini campers next week. We'll get into that. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw joining us now to talk some NFL as we're less than 3 months away from kickoff of 2025. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's covered the NFL for as long time and as well as anyone. Let's welcome back to the show, Jason Cole. Jason, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore. How are you feeling?
I am fantastic.
All right, we were just talking about me and Nolan, the AFC. And in particular, the top 3, Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo. Of those 3, and this is with all due respect to the AFC South, of course. Of those 3, which team, in your opinion, based on rosters now and schedules, is going to have the hardest time defending their division championship?
Baltimore does, because you have two teams that are quality teams, and a third team in Cleveland that has some ability on defense and pretty good coach. Now the quarterback situation is terrible, but Pittsburgh has a great defense, so they can wreck you. And Cincinnati has the quarterback. Now Cincinnati's problem is their owner is going to get in the way of real progress, which is why they've got Trey Hendrickson in this maddening situation. So the consistency of what Baltimore has between quarterback, coach, and owner is the best combination. But it's the best competition of any of those divisions. I would say, Kansas City has some up and coming teams. Like you look at Denver and you look at the Chargers and you say, okay, I can see them being interesting. The Raiders, well, until they make real progress, I don't trust it. But you still have to squint a lot to see the Chargers as the Chargers. You have to squint a lot to see the Chargers and the Broncos as a real threat to Kansas City. And Buffalo's got no threat. there's no threat in the East at this point.
Now, with the Steelers, defense aside, T.J. Watt's a mandatory minicamp holdout as he wants a new deal, and, rightfully so. The Aaron Rodgers effect, and he's going to be there at the camp. his effect, Jason, will be what for this offense, for the team, maybe the morale, who knows? Because, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I don't know him personally, but he seems like he's become a rather interesting man over the last few years.
No, he's always been an interesting dude. I mean, I'll say that. He's always been different. His differences and his idiosyncrasies have become more pronounced as he's become less of a player, if that makes sense, right? So, because we could just look past everything else while we were examining him as a player. But now that he's, you know, either missed an entire season because of injury or come back not being ready, you wonder. Look, my problem with Aaron Rodgers, I like him personally, and I love to watch him throw a football. He's one of the greatest throwers of the football that you will ever see in your life. I mean, you know, it's Marino kind of stuff, the ability to manipulate the ball. You know, like, he just, it's magnificent. My question is always, like, do you really want to be doing this? Like, are you bought in? And the last few years with the Jets and now with the Steelers, you just kind of sit there and go, like, dude, is this really what you want to be doing? Are you passionate about it? Because people who are passionate about it and want to make the most, you know, kind of suck the life out of the last couple of years of their career, you know, they sign early. They show the other guys that, hey, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. I want to get the most out of my career. I'm all in. You know, I'm showing up all the time. And he's not doing that. You know, we're doing, you know, mushroom retreats in Oregon, or we're, you know, like, showing up half the time. Or, you know, are we going to play? Not going to play. You know, I'll play, you know, for, I don't need $40 million. I only need, you know, 10 or 13 or whatever it is. And I'm good. But I say that, but I still haven't signed 3 weeks later. You know, like, part of this is, part of football is, it's collective suffering. And part of the collective suffering and the way that guys work together and bond together is you have to be out there on the uncomfortable days when it's really hot and miserable and all those other things, and you don't really want to be there, but you're out there and you're trying to figure out, how do we communicate on that back shoulder play against this defense? And we're really working hard to figure that out. And that stuff has to be done in the offseason. You can't just wait for the regular season. I know a lot of guys, you know, like Aaron Rodgers will tell you, oh, I've thrown that pass, you know, 10 billion times. He probably has. But he hasn't thrown it 10 billion times to DK Metcalf. And he hasn't thrown against, you know, this newfangled defense that he's going to see, from Pittsburgh that's going to be scouted, from the Ravens that's going to be scouted by, you know, the Steelers and, you know, drawn up. I mean, it's a lot of little things, and that's why I question what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Jason Cole talking to some NFL here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on the fan. Let's get to the NFC, and in particular, Jason, the NFC North. You had the Vikings and Lions combined for 29 regular season wins last season. Number one seed went down literally to the final game of it. Detroit won. Then they both flamed out in the playoffs when it was all said and done. The loss for the Lions of the assistant coaches, what's that short-term, maybe long-term effect going to be on a team now that, hey, 15-2 is great. You know, they went to the championship game 2 years ago. Now it's Super Bowl or bust for a franchise that's never even been to the Super Bowl. Losing the coaches will affect them how, at least early on?
Let me ask you, when you say Super Bowl or bust, what do you really mean? Are you saying we're firing the coaches?
No, not that, but we're the fan base. I mean, I'm speaking like a fan, of course. I mean, you have people in Baltimore want to fire John Harbaugh and cut Lamar every time they don't get to insert a Roman numeral here. And I'm guessing if the Lions fall short, somebody's got to get blamed. I mean, the Orioles just whacked their manager 3 weeks ago, and they went to the playoffs.
But the Orioles were playing really poorly.
That's true.
And you're not gonna fire the GM just yet, even though the GM is the one who put together the pitching staff, or did put together the pitching staff.
Correct.
So, let's not get into a whole baseball rant from me. So, look, I think it's really disconcerting for a team to lose both of its coordinators in 1 year. It's really hard to do that and to maintain continuity. I think that Dan Campbell's one of the few human beings who can get guys on page because they believe in Dan Campbell. And I would say that Dan's ability to rally guys with his aggressiveness helps. You still need to have a really clever offensive coordinator who understands how to work with Jared Goff, if that makes sense. Right? Because he is a play action guy, and you have to be willing to lean really heavily into play action to make this work. And I wish this truck would decide what it wants to do, because it's just annoying me. So anyways, that's my concern with the Lions, is what does the offense look like after Ben Johnson was so good? Aaron Glenn, I think, can be replaced a little bit more easily. Not because he's not a good coach. I think he was a very good coach. But I think the fact that you presumably will have a healthier defense down the stretch with the addition of Hutchinson, like, they can maintain it because their talent level is going to be better, instead of Aaron Glenn having to draw some things up and gamble a little bit and do some things that were unconventional, which he did very well last year. But you don't have to be as unconventional. The one thing about Detroit that is the most important is they got a truckload of talent. I mean, that offensive line, the two running back, I mean, like, they got guys. You know, they got guys at receiver. Like, I mean, you can kind of roll the ball out with these guys a little bit and make it work. Not completely, but you can make it work with them because they are so deep.
Jason, last thing for you, staying in the NFC, the NFC South, Tampa Bay's biggest competition will come from what team?
Oh, New Orleans is going to be a wreck for a couple of years because they just got to get their cap situation sorted. You know, the quarterback, not having a quarterback. Actually, Derek Carr retiring, I think, helps them a little bit because there's less pressure on the coach to turn around right away. And they'll be able to just kind of retool everything. So Kellen Moore's got a little bit better situation. Carolina, you know, Bryce Young was better at the end of last year. He finally sort of figured it out. The game kind of slowed down for him. But Penix is the guy. Like, so Atlanta, to me, Atlanta's the team that should give Tampa hell. Because I love... Yeah, I just love the direction that they're going in Atlanta, and I think that they made a wise choice to say, like, we're not going to run this out here with Cousins any longer. We know what it is. Let's just cut the cord, get the Penix as soon as we can, and that'll help take, you know, that will help Bijan. It's going to help the wide receivers. You know, depending on the health of the tight end, it should help him out a little bit too. But like, I love Penix. I just think that guy has some big stones. Let's just put it that way. Some big, you know, big ones. Yeah, and he can play. And speaking of that, anybody who says that they should fire Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh or get rid of Lamar is an absolute moron.
Jason Cole.
Just a moron.
Long time NFL writer. Jason, appreciate the time and the insight as always. Good luck with that truck, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, be good. Thanks.
There's Jason Cole, everybody. We'll come back. American League East Report. Stick around for that. Talk about what happened in the division last night. Look at the standings heading into Tuesday's action. And then we'll join Vinny, or he'll join us, I should say, live from One Winning Drive, OTA's day two for this week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles back home after a six-game road trip through Seattle and Sacramento. Swept the Mariners, who at the time series starter were in first place in the American League West. By the time the Orioles left, they weren't. Well, the A's, they hadn't won a series in over a month. And they were struggling. They lost 20 of 24 games or something crazy like that. Bad. They're bad. And then they stole one Friday, kind of dominated Sunday. Orioles got one thanks to the bats on Saturday. But coming home 4-2, still, you'll take it. It's a winning road trip. Maybe not as glorious as we thought it was going to be after that sweep against the Mariners. Now the Tigers come to town, and, you know, it's a tough team. Best record in baseball, first place by a pretty good margin in the Central. 6:35 first pitch. Herder is going to be your opener, it looks like, for the Tigers. And Sawyer, Gibson, Long could get a little run tonight. So Herder's lefty. Been pitching out of the pen. Kate Povich, looks like, is going to be the hurler for the Orioles tomorrow. It's Casey Mize for Detroit against Zach Eflin. And then Dean Kramer against Tarik Skubal. On Thursday, we know all about the Skubal love, and it's rightful. Because he is the Cy Young guy, and he's having a brilliant 2025. Mize has been great, as we talked about last hour with Jason Beck. So the Orioles have their hands full with not only Detroit's pitching staff, which has one of the top earned run averages in baseball. They can score runs, top six in the majors in that category. They got a little thump in that lineup also. So Baltimore, you know, trying to maintain 12 games under 500. Angels come to town end of the week. They beat the A's last night. That kid for Oakland, or Sacramento, made the brilliant catch. Center field, maybe the catch of the year. If you didn't see it, Google it, YouTube it. There's plenty of different ways to watch that thing. The kid that made it running catch that robbed the Orioles a couple of nights ago, he's got the glove. Could be golden, because I guess he fits all the zone coverage thingies and the arm strength. All that plays in to the Gold Glove analysis. But either way, Angels coming in. We'll worry about that series when we get to it on Friday. But last night in the American League East, Tampa take it on the Red Sox. And if you like free baseball, you got some of that. 11 innings of it, as a matter of fact.
Low chopper. And they can't get it out of the glove. Roman Gonzalez had it stick to the mitt. And in to score is Josh Lowe, and the Rays back to a two-run lead, 10-8.
Mangum, 4-for-6, 2 ribbies. That was FanDuel Sports on the call. Caminero walked with the bases loaded. He also hit a home run during the course of the game. 10-8, final score. The Rays, one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. They edge Boston in 11 innings. Roman Anthony made his Major League debut, a much hyped prospect last week down on the farm. He had like a 497-foot home run. So he got the call up. He's going to play every day. Got a ribby. You know, a pinch hit for by Ref Snyder later in the festivities. But Roman Anthony, the era has begun for the Boston Red Sox. But Tampa wins the opener of that series. Toronto, speaking of free baseball, Battle of the Birds. Toronto taking on the Cardinals, and the hefty one doing some stuff.
Or you can do this to left field, and it's off the base of the wall. Barger is around third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Kirk.
Sportsnet on the call. Alejandro Kirk, that double in the 10th. 5-4. Final score, Toronto over St. Louis. Kirk for the night, 4-for-5 with a homer and 2 ribbies. So he's getting it done with a stick. Herrera had a 3-run shot for St. Louis, but it was not enough. As the Toronto Blue Jays, another team playing good baseball, they pick up the win. Scheduled tonight in the division, Tampa at Boston, 7:10. Yankees are at Kansas City. That is 7:40. You got Toronto at St. Louis, 7:45. And as we've talked about, the Tigers are at the Orioles. That one is 6:35. Don't forget, Baltimore baseball tonight, live from Pickles Pub. We start at 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, and Joe LaCroix, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Standings update here on this Turn It Up Tuesday in the majors. Yankees, they're 4 games up in the division on both Tampa and Toronto. Boston's 9 out, Orioles at 13. Tigers, 7 games up on the Twins, 8 on Cleveland, 8.5 against Kansas City. Got Houston now 3 games up on Seattle in the West. The Angels are 5 back, Texas 5.5. Mets are 4 games up on the Phillies in the NL East. Mets have won 3 in a row. The Nats, Braves, Marlins are all double digits back. Cubbies, 4 games up on said Cardinals. Brewers are 5.5 off the pace. Reds are 6.5 back. Terry Francona went home to Cleveland as the Reds beat the Guardians. Reds have won 4 in a row. So have the Pirates, by the way. They're cooking just a little bit there. And the NL West, Dodgers game and a half up on the Giants, who have won 5 straight. Padres are 2 back. They lost L.A. last night. Diamondbacks, injuries becoming real. They are 7.5 off the pace. And here we are, June 10th, wild card standings. If the playoffs started today, the wild cards in the American League will be Tampa, Toronto, and Minnesota. Orioles are 8.5 out of that. And in the National League, Philly, San Francisco, and San Diego. If the playoffs started today, which they do not. When we come back, talk to Vinny Serrato, live from One Winning Drive. OTAs, day number 2, week number 3. No Bo Braid. Who was there, however? Vinny will give us a status report on that. Funhouse trip with Nolan. Then Inside Access takes over it, too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the Window Nation guest hotline is Vinny Serrato. Vinny, what's going on out there? It looks like a couple of fancy names are back for the first time in a couple of days anyway.
Yeah, Ronnie's back. Zay's back. Wiggins is back. Armour Davis is back. So, yeah, I guess travel day for them yesterday. But Bateman left. He's one and done, you know. So it is what it is. But it gives other guys a chance at wide receiver, you know, to make some plays. Anthony Miller has made some plays today. I mean, he's made some nice catches and stuff. And, Bob, I talked to Jeff Zrebeck, and he said what he heard about Bo Braid was that he's going to miss some time, and hopefully he'll be back sometime during training camp. So that sucks.
Well, setback for him. We talked about it, Vinny, in the opening segment of the show. I mean, this is a guy that's competing maybe for significant snaps this season. Nah, he's going to be chasing other guys here.
Yeah, and you know what's sad about it is, like, because I guess none of the other media saw it, so I was explaining it all to them. And then as I'm explaining to them what happened, you see Wiggins in a similar situation, and what's he do, Bob? Just let the receiver catch the ball. Fine, just catch it. You know, I mean, that's what's so frustrating, you know, for a kid like Bo Braid, who's trying, is fighting his butt off to make the team, you know, and has got a chance to get reps. And then a stupid play, then he's out for 6 weeks or whatever. And instead of, you know, being able to get reps here and then training for that month and stuff, now he'd be rehabbing.
Now talk about what you have been able to observe today from a practice perspective. I mean, they've been out there for about an hour or so. So what's happening on this Tuesday with the weather now in the 80s?
Yeah, I tell you what, Bob, Hoyland, the kicker, he was 5 for 5 from – basically 45 to 52. He made one over 50, and all the others were between 45 and 50. So he hit the ball well today. He did a nice job. And then when he's kicking Looper, he doesn't even have a helmet or not. He might as well stand with me. You know, that's the thing with him. But otherwise, Bob, just kind of watching, like, Derrick Henry, man, when you watch him, the way he works, and, like, his burst through the hole, because you see – you know, like Keaton Mitchell's real fast and stuff. And you see a dude that's 6'3", 250 or whatever coming through there with phenomenal burst. It's crazy. It's crazy how big and how fast that dude is. Because, like, I walk and just stand right next to the sideline. So you're basically up close and personal. And it's crazy how explosive he is.
We were talking earlier, me and Nolan, Spain with running back, about Keaton Mitchell possibly returning kicks. Could that be a reality for him in 2025?
Yeah. I think absolutely. I think, especially if he does it well, because he's got that burst and explosiveness where Ali doesn't have that burst, you know, that he's got. And to me, that's what you need in the kickoff return. And Wester, he was doing the punt returns. He and Tylan Wallace were doing punt returns earlier. So that kind of looks like what that'll be. But other than that, you know, like, they come out, Bob. I mean, they did individual stuff till 1 o'clock. I mean, it was positional groups working on their fundamental things throughout the whole practice. And then they get together and then do a team period, ones versus one, but it's without helmets on and it's walking through. So a lot of teaching and a lot of assignment type stuff so everybody knows exactly what they're doing. Now things are ramping up, you know, a little bit, and then now they're back to – now it's Pascal. 7-on-7 is going on, you know, as we speak. And when that happens is O-line, they do individual work. D-line, they go over on the other field and do their individual work. And Pascal is 7-on-7, which is linebackers, linebackers, DBs, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, 7-on-7.
You mentioned defensive line, and we were talking earlier about Travis Jones and how great he looks and how he could be in line for a big payday, going to be an integral part of the defense. What's your early impressions of Aeneas Peoples there, and where could he possibly fit in?
Yeah, Peoples, Bob, we're not going to really know till the pads come on, because he's got to be a penetrator, and he's not going to be a run stopper whatsoever, because he's going to play light. He's got to play on the edge. He's got to stunt, twist, take advantage of his quickness and his burst. And when the pads come on, we'll see. And preseason games, we'll see. Because he's 5'11", Bob. I mean, that's a thing. So that's why he's got to win with quickness, got to have great quickness with his hands and stuff for him to win.
You've already said about OTAs looking for the player or two that makes you go, wow, I didn't notice him. And then you notice him. Keaton Mitchell, for instance, 2 years ago. Has there been anyone, maybe not to the Keaton Mitchell level of noticing, but have there been any positive first impressions from some of the players that we maybe don't talk about as much?
Like I mentioned earlier on the show today, TJ Tampa is showing up, and Wester is showing up. Those are two that I like. And Mike Green had an interception today, Bob, in a drill. Made a real nice play. It was a sprint out pass, and he snatched it with his hands. His movement looks like a player, because he can bend, he can, you know, he gets low, he's never standing straight up, he's always in an athletic position. That's what you love. I can't wait till we get pads on and we can do one-on-ones and stuff to really see him go. You know, and I did see Ronnie Stanley and Adisa Isaac kind of a one-on-one, you know, it was a pass, so Adisa Isaac rushing against Ronnie, and it was just like lockdown.
David Ajabo, I know you weren't real excited about what you've seen so far, but is there still hope that this kid could, you know, live up to that second-round draft pick status prior to injury, a guy that was probably going to go in the first round?
Yeah, Bob, he's changed his body. He's got a lot leaner, you know, so at times he looks more athletic and quicker. That's the thing. That's why I give him a chance, because he's changed his body, he looks better. But when he stands up, he gets very mechanical. That's why he's got to keep his body and shoulders down. And but he does look better. He does look better. So I'm going to give him a chance, and we'll see, you know, when the pad. We're not going to know anything until we put the pads on in camp and see when things speed up and stuff. Does he stand straight up? Because if he stands straight up, he's not going to be a good rusher. And that's going to be the big thing with him. Can he play with low pad level? That's going to be the key.
All right, last thing, who's speaking to the media later on this afternoon that we'll be talking about tomorrow?
We got Warhop, the O-line coach. We got Voorhees and Rosengarten. So it's all O-line. It's all the smart guys.
Getting in the trenches out there, one winning drive. Vinny, appreciate the insight as always. I'll see you in the morning.
You got it.
There's Vinny Serrato out there at one winning drive. No Bo Braid. And as Vinny just said, Jeff Zrebeck from The Athletic says it could be a few weeks before we see the former Terp back there on the practice field after that unfortunate leg injury yesterday out at one winning drive. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30, live from Pickles Pub. CBS has a mock draft. Everyone does one of those because they're fun. They're queen number 12 to the Chicago Bulls. They already have Kevin Herter and Jalen Smith, fellow McDonald's All-American, along with Derek Queen from Baltimore. Right, Derek Queen on their roster. And in most projections, it looks like have Queen bouncing anywhere from 8 to maybe 15. Jimmy Patsos, by the way, will be joining us in studio for a big grand draft show. We talk about all the prospects and maybe even have some special people involved in said draft with us along the way. But Nolan, 12 seems about right for a guy, even when he went to the combine, was working out with Juan Dixon, by the way. I don't know if you saw the video of it. Maryland legend, Baltimore guy. And, you know, perimeter game was questioned. Can he defend at the NBA level? I mean, he's only one and done in college, so there's still plenty of upside for him. But middle of the first round, lottery-ish, I think that could possibly be fair. Now, we'd love to see him go. I would anyway. Love to see him go to the Wizards at six, who already have a nice nucleus of young players, but that might be a little too high based on what these expert types are saying here.
Right. I mean, I guess they could trade around. We'll see what happens. But I just want him to go somewhere that the team's actually going to use him. I mean, you see a lot of rookies, even if they have, you know, pretty high upside coming out of the draft, they have to wait a year, or they just, there isn't enough room on the roster for them to get minutes over other guys. I mean, that's kind of the thing. If he goes to a team that's a little more competent, if he starts falling down the draft board, he might cost him some early playing time. And he's a guy that, as young as he is, still stands out as, look, I mean, everyone has the, what, the baby Jokic comparisons to him, kind of a do-it-all type of big man. So I'd love to see that as early as possible.
We saw that it's, his court vision is pretty polished for a guy his age. He could pass. I'm going to go ahead and assume that because he's a 70-plus percent free throw shooter, he'll be able to develop at the very least a mid-range jumper, if not be able to extend that range into the modern era of basketball where you got to at least keep him honest with threes from time to time.
Right, and I mean, look, it was the kind of an absurd game winner that he had in the tournament, but even still, I think that displays that, you know, he's not a guy that needs to find his comfortable shot every time. I mean, he's capable of putting it down if he's thrown off of his rhythm a little bit. Looked to me like he had no issues going left or right. You know, it's not like he's one of those guys that's settled into the same type of shot every time. So he's versatile enough. He can make it work.
Now, Maryland's in the news again for stuff that happened 3 months ago, basically. The Damon Evans, Kevin Willard drama, which included Daryl Pines, the president of the school. Buzz Williams comes in. Jim Smith takes over as AD. So it all happened rather quickly. You know, I don't know what Jim Smith's going to bring to the equation as an athletic director, but he was at Ohio State forever. He's spearheading Atlanta, the Braves, their All-Star weekend, which is why, you know, he's still maybe not fully at College Park. But from a coaching standpoint, Buzz Williams, I think, is a big upgrade over Kevin Willard here.
Right.
Based
without,
on their
yeah.
past records and such.
Without seeing any actual games played, I mean, this turnaround, this roster rebuild went, I mean, 100 times better than I could have possibly imagined. You know, as soon as this change was made, even though we liked the Buzz hire in the moment and thought that he would be a good coach for them, we were still willing to chalk up next season as kind of a lost cause, that it's just going to take you a year to rebuild. And look, I mean, when you bring in this many guys from the portal, you've got to create chemistry on the fly. These guys haven't played with each other. It's a full-scale rebuild. Maybe that'll end up showing itself when the season gets here. But just from everything we've seen, I've raised my expectations from no expectations to them at least being competitive.
I thought it was going to be very similar to Mark Turgeon's first year in College Park, replacing Gary Williams, where it was basically Terrell Stoglin and the rest just trying to maintain here. But Joe Lunardi's got him as a 10th seed, kind of comfortable in that. Andy Katz has him ranked in the 30s. Granted, it's only June, but from being eating a turd burger for a year and hoping to maintain some level of interest from recruits and portal, now it's a school that might go right back to the NCAA tournament. Still looks like, at least roster-wise, they don't have anybody that's, you know, going to be banging threes on a consistent basis. But, you know, we didn't really know much about last year's team, and look what they did. Finished in the top 10 in the final rankings. And went to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, very true. Very true. I think any tournament appearance would be accepted. Now, before the funhouse here.
Yes.
Breaking Orioles news, roster moves, because we knew this was coming down the pipeline. Both Jordan Westberg and Cedric Mullins have been reinstated.
Awesome.
So we were, Westberg was a guarantee for today. We thought Mullins at some point this week, but they're both back. So who's the odd man out? Well, Emmanuel Rivera designated for assignment. Not too shocking. This one, though, might create some frustration. Heston Kerstad, option back to Norfolk.
Oh, boy. And Dylan Carlson with his three options stays around. He's been playing good ball as of late. To me, that's an indication, Nolan, that they're still trying to win. And they still think this team could give them some pulse here and maybe get to the 500 level by the All-Star break or by the trade deadline. And Aston Kerstad, if you're a fan of his, and I've been kind of skeptical, he's going to have to go down and hit 5,000 again at Norfolk. But we saw with Mayo, you know, what it's almost like it's not even a challenge to them anymore, and what more can they do? So Heston Kerstad, as Nolan just said, he's back to the minors. Emmanuel Rivera, DFA'd, but an all-star, two all-stars are back. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I mean, at first I was a little upset. I mean, because Kerstad, look, this whole year to me, you have to figure out, him and Mayo for that matter, what they are. Like, you got to get to the end of the season and have close to a definitive answer on the type of player that they are, and then you can go from there. If they both end up being busts, it'd be devastating, but at least you would know, and we can take the proper steps forward. But I think, look, left field's held down by Couser. Cedric's holding down center field. If you're going to go platoon and right, O'Neill will be back at some point. I would prioritize the defense. So in that way, I guess the Carlson over Kerstad makes a little more sense.
And look, I'm not saying that the Heston Kerstad Orioles story is complete, but Couser missed 2 months. O'Neill's been on the IL 3 times. He's had opportunities. Did he really make the most of them? We'll talk about that tomorrow and on BBT later on tonight. Got time for a fun house? Are we getting out of here?
We'll do a few, yeah.
Quick Draw's Fun House.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, this texter here wants to see even more returns to the majors. He's got his eye on Trevor Rogers. Says it's time to get him back up here in the majors. It was ridiculous for him to deliver maybe the best start of the season by an Orioles pitcher and then not get a chance to build on it. You traded for the guy. I would think you would want to try and get the most out of that deal.
And he's a guy that if the season continues to trend in a more positive direction, maybe had the biggest start of the year, because after they blew that opener at Fenway, I thought they were getting swept. And he pitched a gem. They wound up winning that game and have been better since.
And one more here. This texter, Gene in Annapolis, says, here people continue to talk about the pitching staff, the lack of quality pitching against the A's. But in those two losses, you scored 1 run and 4 runs. That's just simply not going to do it. 5 is that minimum golden number that they should be shooting for on a daily basis to actually give them a chance of winning.
I hear what you're saying, Gene, but the starting pitching did not do them any favors that series against Sacramento. We're done. BBT coming up at 5:30. Me, Ryan Ripken, Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles Pub. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.